Congress returned to the USA Patriot Act today. Members are working on a final bill to renew parts of the anti-terror law before they expire at the end of the year. The House and Senate passed very different versions of the legislation this past summer and have yet to resolve their differences. The challenge has grown as the House version of the bill has grown. A section has been added that makes it easier to impose the death penalty for federal crimes. NPR's Larry Abramson joins me now. Larry, what are the main sticking points between the two versions of the law?
Both measures are similar in a lot of ways, Michelle. They would both renew all 16 expiring provisions of the USA Patriot Act, and they would both introduce a little bit more judicial oversight over the anti-terror investigations that go on. But the Senate version is a lot more aggressive. It requires that investigators make a stronger showing of proof before they're able to get documents when they're going after, when they're in a foreign intelligence investigation. They have to show that they're actually going after foreign intelligence. Right now, they don't have to make much of a showing at all. And the goal is to prevent phishing expeditions where the FBI is just sifting through information from innocent people looking for possible terrorists. The Justice Department says that the new requirements in the Senate version are too cumbersome, that would slow them down, and the department is favoring the House versions. The members are also very divided about the language in the so-called library provision of the act, and that's going to be difficult to resolve. They're also divided on how to deal with new sunsets, new expiration dates for the provisions that I just mentioned. The House bill would require that Congress revisit these powers in 10 years. That's quite a long way away. The Senate version says they have to go back and revisit it in only 4 years. The House voted yesterday to adopt that four-year standard, which is more stringent, but that vote isn't binding, so it could change.
Now, in addition to the concerns about the so-called phishing expeditions, there's been renewed concerns about the FBI's extensive use of subpoenas known as national security letters. How is that influencing this discussion?
A Washington Post article this week said that the FBI has issued 30,000 of these national security letters, these NSLs, every year since 9/11. They were going after bank information, phone calling records, lots of things. Many members said that this number is a sign that the FBI may be abusing this power, and so they want to use that to get a little momentum to impose some new limits. The promise is that lawmakers weren't really focused on national security letters when they were fashioning the Patriot Act legislation, and neither the House nor the Senate really raises the standard for getting national security letters. They only make it possible to limit these NSLs after they've been issued. Civil liberties groups want to seize this momentum, as I said, but I don't really hear much of an echo among the Republican leadership for any movement to get new language in that would limit national security letters. So it may be too late for that.
Larry, could you explain how these death penalty measures would work and how they found their way into an anti-terror law?
After the House passed its version of the Patriot Act reauthorization, representatives attached a measure that would make it easier to get the death penalty against federal crimes. It basically says that if a jury can't reach a unanimous decision in the penalty phase of a death penalty case, that the prosecutor can impanel a new jury. And so that would possibly make it easier to impose the death penalty. A lot of human rights groups say this would mean that if one juror insisted on death, that one juror could force the impanelment of a new jury and make it too easy for prosecutors to get the death penalty. Here again, Democrats are united against that provision, but House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner wants to keep it in. We'll have to see whether it gets traded out against something else in the negotiations.
NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, thanks so much.
Thank you.